girls game earlier, won by Newell Fonda 65-45, and pleased to be joined by Newell Fonda assistant coach Kevin Larson. And Kevin, your defense was on its A game in that first half. You led 42-15 at the half. Your daughter Olivia and Aaron especially, a big part of that effort.
Yeah, it was. It was a good team defense. Came out, took it right to them right away. We had a game last night against Woodbury Central. We didn't play as well last night. Coach made an emphasis today at walkthrough that our defense needed to pick it up, because that's how a lot of our offense comes from. It comes from our defense, and the girls did. They came up and they read the scouting report. They knew what they had to do to each player, and they did their job. So very, very happy with the first half performance.
Well, you started this week against PAC-LM, and the Indians got it rolling that night and pulled away for the victory, which they're going to do to a lot of teams this year. And I know your team takes pride in what you can do as a program, and we're eager to bounce back, I'm sure, which you did in the Woodbury Central game, as you touched on last night, against a nice team, came away with a 59-52 victory and had to recover from a slow start, trailed by 9 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was. We came out a little flat. I don't know if we were still reeling from that Pocahontas loss. You know, Pokey did take it to us. They had a great game tonight. We kind of let things get to us and had some young errors. I mean, we're still a young team. I mean, we start 2 sophomores. Of course, you get your 3 seniors, but really with the extreme amount of time coming back is Aaron and Olivia. Kate Christian has a good amount of time, but all the other girls coming off the bench are pretty young when it comes to varsity basketball, but it's a learning curve. We go through it every year, but the girls keep working hard in practice. They listen to Coach and I and Coach Bovers, and they're getting better. We're seeing improvement, and it happens every year. We get better and we get better. Our defensive system is not the easiest in the world to learn. Honestly, it takes about 2 years for those girls to really understand the concept of how we play defense, and they're in there, they're working hard, and they're asking questions, paying attention, and doing what we ask, and it's going to take time, but they're going to work at it and they're going to get it.
You're going to keep making strides, and tonight Olivia scoring 17 of her 19 in the first half. And talk about how you feel she's come along from a sophomore as compared to a freshman a season ago.
Her maturity's getting there. Still got a ways to go, of course. I mean, like I said, she is only a sophomore. She got a lot of experience last year as a freshman. But it's a learning curve for everybody. It doesn't matter, sophomore, senior, she's played a lot of basketball. But it's about the whole team and Newell Fonda getting better. And we're doing that. We're getting better as a team. I love the way we passed the ball tonight. We were moving the ball very well tonight compared to last night. We were trying to do the dribble show, and it wasn't working out for us. And tonight we made those changes, and the girls understood that, and they got the ball reversed around. We had some great – I mean, we were picking our shots there. So it was just – it was very nice to see tonight. It's that's part of that growth and maturity we're looking for. So very, very happy so far with the way things are going.
Mustangs now 4-2, and you'll be at home for the rest of 2016. Tuesday against OABCIG. Those games on the Moose 92.9 will be broadcast, and then taking on Manson and Emmitsburg to round out the first portion of the year. And your daughter Claudia, her home game travels for you anyway, not quite as far these days, as she has switched jerseys, wearing that of BVU. And so far, so good. 3-0 in the Iowa Conference. So hopefully the transition for her has been well so far.
She absolutely loves it. She loves being back at BV. She loves her teammates. She's enjoying it. She likes Coach Barry. They're getting there. It's just unfortunately, I haven't been able to see a whole lot of games. I've only got to 2 games so far, Ryan, tell you the truth, even her being that close. But it has been nice to see. A good thing with those guys is you get to stream it. We get to watch them online. Got to see them down at Laurentia at night and watch the entire game there. So that was nice and fun to watch and see him hold on for the win and Claudia have a great game. I'm happy she's enjoying herself. I mean, that's to play college basketball is a true experience. I played it. It's a lot of fun. You really got to have a passion for the game to really play college basketball, because it is a whole new level when you leave high school. And them college girls, they play college basketball because they love the game.
Yes,
so it's been fun to watch, and I'm glad for her, and I'm glad for the BV team and Coach Barry in her 25th year. I was at BV her first year when she was back 25 years ago.
Wow.
So that dates me. But No, I'm happy she's happy there and looking forward to the rest of the season. Hope they can keep doing well. They get to head out to Tacoma, Washington for a couple games.
Hello, Washington next week.
So
West Coast travels.
But then I actually get to see her play two games over Christmas break on the 29th and 30th. So that'll be nice when they're at home for a two-game stint there for their tournament at BV. So it's been fun. Enjoy it. Her sister's going to see her a lot more. They enjoy that a lot, too. She makes it to a lot of our high school games to help support a Mustang. Always a Mustang. Once a Mustang, always a Mustang. So
Saw her on Tuesday. And Newell Fonda girls again, 4-2. They defeat East Sac County. Final was 65-45. Kevin Larson, thanks for your time. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.